Keith Olbermann blames deportations for Boulder terror attack, blood on Trump's hands. By Joshua Klein on June 3, 2025. President Donald Trump and the MAGA movement are to blame for Sunday's Boulder, Colorado terror attack, according to leftist pundit Keith Olbermann, who claimed the administration's immigration crackdown is merely to satiate the sadism of Trump and Miller and the psychopaths who support them, calling it a performance and a preliminary to ethnic cleansing in this country. On Tuesday, former sports analyst and left-wing commentator Keith Olbermann unleashed a fiery tirade against President Trump in a promo for the new episode of his Countdown podcast, claiming Trump and his allies are directly responsible for the recent terror attack in Boulder. "It is Trump's fault, it is Stephen Miller's fault, it is MAGA's fault," Olbermann declared in a clip posted to X, referring to the firebombing attack targeting attendees of a Sunday gathering in support of Israeli hostages held in Gaza. "The attempt to remove so-called illegal aliens from this country has nothing to do with stopping terrorism or stopping people who might commit crimes," he continued. "It is here merely to satiate the sadism of Trump and Miller and the psychopaths who support them. It is a performance, it is a preliminary to ethnic cleansing in this country, to something they call remigration," he added. Olbermann's post was headlined, "Trump is to blame for Boulder terror attack. If you are going to seize people off the streets, seize the dangerous threats, not women and kids who can't fight back against cowardly ICE Gestapo. This is on Trump." Sunday's Pearl Street Mall attack in Boulder, Colorado, which left multiple victims injured, is under investigation by both local police and federal agencies, including the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI. Local law enforcement confirmed the suspect, Mohammed Sabri Soliman, was a foreign national without current legal status. Soliman was accused of throwing Molotov cocktails at participants in a pro-Israel walk supporting hostages held by Hamas. Eyewitnesses and video footage show the attacker shouting, "End Zionists, and Palestine is free." On Monday, President Trump responded forcefully to the weekend attack, posting a statement condemning the incident and tying it directly to the Biden administration's open border failures. Calling the act terrorism, he demanded the immediate deportation of illegal, anti-American radicals under his administration's policy. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu denounced the firebombing as a vicious terror attack and warned that rising global anti-Semitism is fueled by blood libels against the Jewish state and people. The matter comes amid growing criticism that mainstream media outlets and far-left activists have contributed to a climate of hostility against Jews by spreading misinformation and demonizing Israel. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.